Facing legal pressure, Boston Public Schools will further limit the use of out-of-school suspensions. Hundreds of families allege that their children were asked to leave school without notice or a chance to defend themselves. WBUR's Max Larkin reports.
For the last several years, Boston Public Schools has recognized that out-of-school suspensions are far from perfect. Suspended students miss learning time, their parents often miss work, and young people can develop an unhealthy relationship with a place that should feel safe.
School is coming across as a preparation to prison, ringing bells. If you don't listen to me, this is going to happen. Think that they're robbing children of their innocence.
That's Monica Cannon Grant, an activist based in Roxbury. She's describing the school-to-prison pipeline that has troubled Massachusetts officials, including at BPS, for years. Since 2012, both the state legislature and the district committed to look for ways to keep troubled students in school and to give them a chance to defend themselves at a hearing. But Elizabeth McIntyre says she learned that wasn't the whole story.
I thought what I was going to be doing was representing kids in suspension hearings, but it turns out what I was doing was really trying to persuade schools to hold suspension hearings.
McIntyre is a lawyer with Greater Boston Legal Services. 2 years ago, she put together a lawsuit representing the families of almost 300 BPS students. Those students had been asked to leave school for disciplinary reasons without going through the process required by state law. The average age of McIntyre's clients was 8.5. All were from low-income families of color, like Melissa Jones, who's African-American. Her 8-year-old daughter was suspended at least 5 times, sometimes for wandering around her school.
I have had times where she has called herself a bad kid, which is kind of heartbreaking for a child at that age. What does that set them up for?
Ultimately, the lawsuit was never filed. Instead, BPS worked with McIntyre to draft the new protocols over the last 18 months. Under those new rules, BPS won't suspend students from kindergarten to grade 2. Starting next year, students from grades 3 through 5 will only be suspended for the most serious violations, and all students who are suspended will get advance notice and a hearing. But Elizabeth McIntyre says the most important change is a pledge to retrain all educational staff to seek alternatives to sending kids home.
What we want are positive, empathetic learning communities. And so the goal, the meat of the settlement, is really on trying to cut suspensions altogether.
Boston's official suspension rates have been dropping since 2012. In a statement, BPS Interim Superintendent Laura Peril thanked Greater Boston Legal Services for their work and presented these latest changes as just another step in the district's efforts to stop that school-to-prison pipeline for good. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.